A lot of y'all have an overinflated ego. You're not bringing nothing to the table but problems, attitude, and taint, tarnished, and zesty coochie.
Why is it gonna be?
I don't
so
know.
So check your attitude. No, check your attitude because y'all are not all that. Mm. Now, with that being said, let me finish this list.
First question was, how do I feel about black women? And to answer that, the reason why I don't date them a lot of the times isn't necessarily because of the way that they look. It's because a lot of the behaviors as champion in that community. Now, with that said, I've dated plenty of black girls before that were feminine and submissive and weren't a headache. But I've dated a lot. I've dealt with a lot that were headaches. And I've come to realize in that culture, unfortunately, it's champion to be strong and independent and not respect male authority in the black community. Because a lot of them are fatherless. And since they're fatherless, mm-hmm. they don't have that masculine authority to let them know, hey, you need to follow a man's lead. Women, a lot of the times from black communities, unfortunately, grew up in a single mother household where she tells them niggas ain't shit. Then she has a sister that says niggas ain't shit. The music perpetuate niggas ain't shit.
Like I
said,
trauma.
And then what ends up happening is they grow up and then they don't have a general respect for men. And then they meet you, and then you get a lot of those toxic traits coming into you because they weren't naturally taught how to be a lady.
Yes. 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 Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother, Big VJ, checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to shoot the bobo. Right? We're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk numbers. We're going to talk marriages, we're going to talk couples and relationships and divorces, but in doing so, right, it's got to be my disclaimer now, we're going to be using some colorful language, so we just going to give you the heads up now. If you are a baby and or a man or a woman of a certain age, but you got virgin ears, beloved, this may not be the conversation for you, because I can assure you, right, we are we're gonna be using some colorful language here, right? Lucky for you though, the internet has over 2 million podcasters and bloggers and channels and etc. So you may just have to take your young ass or your old ass with them virgin ears, you may have to just go over there, because over here we're gonna be using some interesting language for this conversation here, right? I want to say maybe like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know, because the month is moving kind of fast. You know, we had a conversation and we was encouraging our sisters to take a look at these yellow niggas as I, right? We're just going to keep it plain. Take a look at them. I mean, if the guy's not built like you want him to be built, I mean, you can send him to the gym, but I'm just like, on the numbers now, because we're taught now, it is a very wise man that taught us. He said, listen, data, if you're from the South, that's how they say it in your South, it should dictate policy going forward, right? So we have to look at numbers and look at numbers and kind of see. And even that profound statement, it works in business and personal. If you're going on a journey and you're doing something over and over and over again to such a degree that you can take down the information, you can record the data or the data, as they say in the South, then going forward, you can make things more efficient and proficient based off the numbers, right? So just looking at the numbers, we felt as though that the black American woman, because she is the mother of civilization, we want to see her win. So when you look at the numbers, because we got some pushback from this conversation, when you look at the numbers, you would think by numbers, okay, well, the best candidate for the greatest woman on the planet is the yellow nigga. The yellow seed is on, he's on his game, he's on top of his shit, he's the highest earner in his country, he's strong in his culture, he believe in marriage, he do not believe in domestic violence, he's very temperamental, he's easygoing. That'd be a good fit for our sisters, but we got some pushback. Now we're gonna go over some numbers. So we just ain't gonna be making some shit, and we ain't gonna be making some shit up over here. We got two sources that we're gonna go by, and we're gonna have to put a very serious question on the table now, right? Because if you listen to the Peanut Gallery, if this the Manosphere, or somebody took a blue pill, or a red pill, or a purple pill, right? Or they've been on Kevin Samuels' channel for a minute, you would think that the black American woman is the problem. Funny thing is, though, when you look at the numbers, The numbers don't say that. The numbers ironically says that, drum roll please, the nigga is the problem. The numbers is saying no matter who these niggas marry, if they marry outside of their race and marry the yellow woman, he got the highest divorce rate. If he marry the brown woman, he got the highest divorce rate. If he marry his own woman, he still got the highest divorce rate. But it goes so far to say this. The divorce rate is the highest when the original man marries the so-called white woman. So I'm trying to figure out how come niggas is online beating this drum so hard that something is wrong with the black woman, because in the very same breath, when you turn that page, when the black woman marries the yellow nigga, it's like they almost don't even have a divorce rate. They never get a divorce. The divorce ticks up a little bit when she marries the brown man, but when she married the so-called white man, the numbers drop back down. So this gets very weird, because it is very, very weird to say that black women have a better chance at a successful relationship when she marries the devil, more so than her own man. Yet, the very same information is saying the nigga don't have a successful relationship with nobody. So all of this running down the black women for talking too much and too much attitude and popping your neck, and well, the question has to become this. What are you doing to provoke her that other men are not getting that reaction out of her because they're not doing what you're doing, right? In other words, let me say it this way, right? Let me say it this way. You know, my old bird is from the South. You know what I'm saying? I got one of them kind of moms, man, that, you know, she always gonna have your back. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. She just, that's how it works. So much so that when I was in school, if I had an issue with a teacher, you know what I'm saying? I just had one of those mothers that was going to take my side first. But, you know, this is how it works, because in the South, there's a saying, right? And the saying, it says, well, when you're right, I'm with you. That's how they say it. It's very simple, but it's powerful. Hey, you know, when you're right, I'm with you now. You know what I'm saying? When you're right, I'm with you. If I had a teacher that said something about me, let's say my third grade teacher, right? She said I was acting up, VJ in here clowning, he tripping. I got the kind of moms, again, she gonna have my back. But here's the funny thing about that. If the third grade teacher said the same thing as the fourth grade teacher, as the fifth grade teacher, as the sixth grade teacher, I got the kind of mom to say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Now, one of these teachers may have been lying on your ass. But son, everybody is not gonna lie to you or own you about the same thing. Maybe, son, it's just you. Maybe it's just you.
They did a qualitative study where they actually asked black men, why do they believe that black women are the least desired group of women, the least likely to be married, and the least likely to be remarried? And the very first answer, the black men said, it's black women's attitudes. The masculinity, the emasculation, the being stubborn, being difficult, being combative. No desire to be interdependent or submissive or cooperative or friendly or sweet. So they're talking about character flaws within black women as a community that they see that is so prevalent that it's generalizable. Oh, and we can see it in everyday life as well. So when you factor that into the equation, you see why it becomes even more difficult for a black man to choose to marry a black woman.
Original man, we hear your grievances. We hear your complaints. You got it. The whole internet is full of them. But you know what's funny? When you leave the black woman and you go marry a so-called white woman, it don't work over there either. You got the highest divorce rate no matter who you marry. So, beloved, maybe, just maybe, it's not just the sisters. Maybe the sisters are more vocal about the shit that you're doing. Maybe they're more vocal about you having outside children. Maybe they're more vocal about you fucking up your finances. Maybe they're more vocal about you having a side bitch on the side that you want to get rid of. Maybe they're more vocal about you fucking off in the streets and bringing them an STD back. Maybe they're more vocal about you bringing them an outside child in the relationship. Maybe they're more vocal about that. Maybe they're more vocal about you coming in the house at 3, 4 in the morning, maybe even 5 in the morning with a bullshit excuse. Maybe they're just more vocal about that. No matter if they're more vocal about that or not, everybody else is having a problem with you too. So, beloved, maybe, just maybe, it's you, right? Let's take a look at some numbers. You know what I mean? Because like the brother minister always said, the brother minister said, you know, data or data, as they say in the South, it should dictate policy, right? So let's just go back and let's start everything from 2000. No, let's not go that far back. Let's go to 2021. I think that's a good year because 2021 had the lowest divorce rate across the board since 1970, right? All right, so there's a couple of things that just happen generally. No matter what race, it just across the board. So there's a couple of things, and those things are this. The highest divorce rate among all ethnicities, all races, is from 18 to 29. That's the highest, that right there, that age block right there. 18 to 29, black seed, white seed, red seed, brown seed, yellow seed, don't matter. Everybody's going to have their highest divorce rate in that block, right? Now, when you turn the page, the lowest divorce rate, pardon me, is going to be amongst our seniors, 60, 65, 70, 75. But that just makes sense. You're older, you're more settled. Who's going to go down there and file at 65 for a divorce? Who's not happy at 70 and say, I got to get rid of this? It's just not going to happen. So those are the two generalities that happens in marriage. Okay. We're still on 2021. Black males and black females have the highest divorce rates than any other ethnicity. Our people do. This is our village, right? The brother married the sister, just don't work. All right. Asian males and females, though, have the lowest divorce rate. No matter what happens, they stay together. There's no breakage in marriage. There's no nothing. Now, here's the thing that it gets a little interesting with our people. Black women, on average, get married right around 30 years old. So there's a block. There's a window. From 26 to 30 years old, this is when Latera could get married. This is when Latrice get married. This is when Shamika get married. Now, this is what I can't figure out when I look at these numbers. How can middle-aged 20-year-olds and young 30-year-olds, how could they be? Because we got the highest divorce rate, but you'd be like, but how? Because you would think, damn, okay, you 26, you done went to all the fucking parties already. You went to all the balls. You went to Freaknik. You went to Miami. You went to Cancun. You took a couple cruises. You should have got past your quote-unquote whole phase. We're talking about the man and the woman. You know what I mean? You done went to all the frat parties and all the sorority parties. You finished school. You got a degree. You found a trade. You got a job. So you, like, at a good space to get married. You would think, damn, for 26 to 30, nobody should be, because you kind of meeting somebody more at a mature stage in life. Yet, our people is getting married, sisters especially, between 26 and 30, we have the highest divorce rate. So it's like this when you look at the numbers. The black woman is the last to get married because she get married later in life, 30, 26 to 30. Then she's the first to get a divorce because our marriages is averaging right around 9 years for the first time. You dig what I mean? And then it's kind of like it got like a little theme, right? So let me just go down the bullet points. It's going to go like this. Black Americans got the lowest marriage rate. That's number one. Niggas ain't really getting married. That's off time. Sisters ain't getting married. That's off time. Everybody having babies, but nobody getting married. When we do get married, we got the highest divorce rate, right? All right. Now, so since we are married, though, we averaging right around 1 to 9 years of marriage is a danger zone for us because we don't make it past 9 years. All right, so let's say we get a divorce, right? We have the lowest remarriage rate. We don't really get remarried. We just try to do it one time. If it don't work, we don't get remarried. All right. When you look at the numbers for those that do get remarried, that second marriage don't make it past 6 years, which means that niggas ain't learning shit in their first marriage. When they get a divorce, they go, they take that shit from their first marriage right into their second marriage. It just goes shorter this time around. The reason why we got to put this on the brothers is this is why, right? See, the way that American culture in general is set up, the man seeks out to find a woman. She ain't finding him. He finding her. So he's finding this woman. He finds this woman. He marry her. He put her through all these tests. Oh, you got to have less than 5 niggas. You can't have a whole lot of bodies. I don't want a woman with a whole bunch of children. You got to be able to split the bills. And he give her a whole laundry list of shit. All right. She meet the criteria. He marries her. And the shit still don't work out. Like, you kind of look at these numbers. You be like, well, shit, how can this be? But you see it in the real world. Because you kind of, you run into folks that get divorced all the time. Meaning that, check it out. When you getting remarried, the numbers is saying this. If a brother had a side bitch in his first marriage, and he had a couple side bitches in his first marriage, or 3 or 4 side bitches in his first marriage, when he got a divorce, when he got that second wife, he had a side bitch in that marriage too. He never changed. See, it was a gap. When he got a divorce, he never went to counseling. He never went to therapy. He never did none of that shit. He just got divorced. He went to the club. He was hurt. He fucked some more women. Then he found another woman. He married her. But he never changed. He never developed his personality. He never just developed his behavior to a higher level. So he just kind of did the same old kind of shit in the first marriage. He going to carry that shit over to the second marriage. But it works shorter because you're older. People deal with less shit as they get older. That's a reality. All right, so now the second marriage don't work. And he almost have no suspicions for having a third wife. Right? All right. So we got to say all that to say this because now we got the numbers. We got the bullet points. We're going to post the links. You can take a look at them yourself. We just ain't making this shit up. We can pull a lot of shit out of thin air, but we can't pull this out of thin air. So the question becomes this. What is the problem with our brothers? What is our problem? Why is it that it's the black men in America got the highest divorce rate? With everybody. No matter who we get married to, we are not having successful relationships. And on top of that, the marriage that we do have that's deemed as successful, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, in that marriage, the woman just didn't divorce you. That means she caught you cheating, she just didn't leave you. She caught you entertaining an outside interest, she just didn't leave you. She found out that you had an outside child, she just didn't leave you. She went to the clinic and found out you gave her an STD. She just didn't leave you. So she had every reason to leave you. This is the quote-unquote good marriages. She just didn't leave you. She had the bruises on her face when you slapped her. She had the bruises on her back when you punched her. She had the bruises on her side when you kicked her. She just didn't leave you. So what does that say about our village? Because this is the numbers. We talk so much shit about having a woman being submissive and paying attention to our needs. And the way we talk, it's almost like the black man want to switch places with the women. He want to be catered to. He want to be the goddamn prize. He just want to be. But it goes back to the culture. See, it always go back to the culture. And the unfortunate part about our culture is we have no culture. We kind of like got a pay culture. Like, along with this cracker kind of like paying you, you go along with whatever you do. This nigga, you know, this nigga put a dress on. He'll put booty shorts on. You know, if he gonna get the movie role because he's a pay culture. But if things are not for pay, he's not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? He's not gonna, he ain't gonna make a good union lead. You know what I'm saying? Because the minute he got to shut the job down, he's like, nah, man, I got some shit going on. We can't have no strike right now. I got to have my check. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can lead a congregation. I got to get 10%. Because if I don't get 10%, It's not happening. Beloved, maybe that's a different story for a different day. You know what's interesting about this entire conversation? We're beating the drum the loudest.
Why I do not date or take black women serious. And it's not because I don't want to talk or date or not take them serious. It's because on average, okay, your typical black woman will call me unattractive. Okay, so she calls me unattractive, but yet all the other races of women, immediately they fall in love with me. They love my personality, my character, the way I move, my intellect, how I do things. But the black woman, all she sees is, in her mind, cornball. There is no in between. There is no gray area with the black woman. Okay, so if there's no gray area, I either have to be a thug or I have to be like a super white man, like a black man that's white. And if I'm neither one of those two things, I'm in the gray area. And if you're in the gray area with the black woman, you don't exist. She does not see you. Understand?
We are on this internet, beloved, and we are complaining about everything the black woman do. But you know who is not complaining? The so-called white man is not complaining. It gotta be fucked up to know that the devil can have a better relationship with your woman than you can. And then in the same breath, he give you his woman and you can't even make it with his woman. So how does that gotta be like a shocker? Now, the nutso thing about this, and I gotta keep repeating it, people read. So while you're making blogs about how fucked up sisters is and she tripping about going to the, what did sister say? She didn't want to go to the, what's the little restaurant? She's with the, what was it? The goddamn, it wasn't the Waffle House. It was, goddamn it. I went to one in Miami and I went to the one in New Orleans. The Cheesecake Factory. While we're making videos about the sisters not going to the Cheesecake Factory and they want too much and they begging for too much, they got to have too much. When they get married though, when they get married to that yellow seed, they have an almost zero divorce rate. You can't even track it. When they get married to the Hispanic brother, it's lower than you. It's way lower than you with the white man. So now we have to come back to the table and say this. Why is that so? See, the sister comes from the same household as us, from the same village as us. She's in the same family structure as us. She went to the same public school as us. She's with us all the time. This is our sister. This is our auntie. This is our cousin. I mean, this is what it is. How come she can manage and maintain a relationship with somebody else, but not with you? Beloved, maybe it's time for you to put down the fucking microphone and make any videos. You know what I'm saying? With the peanut gallery and your manosphere and your cave. And maybe it's just you. See, I opened up a video. It's a nigga from Fresh and Fit, right? It's a platform called Fresh and Fit. And then there's some other videos I'll be playing in the meantime, between time. Now, when you look at the Fresh and Fit video, this is something that should have jumped out to everybody. Dog was complaining about his sister. He was like, yo, the reason why I don't really fuck with black women because they ain't really submissive and blah, 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 blah. Then he said, yo, I have dated some submissive ones, but for the most part, you know, they are not. All right, let's stop. Our first question should have been, well, how come you didn't marry the submissive sister then? See, what it kind of sound like is you see, niggas want people just to cater to them. They want black women just to cater. They want to be fuck buddies forever. They want you sucking dick forever. They want to be living boy. But when it's time to get married, it doesn't happen. But my question should have been like, yo, it would have been like, yo, bro, if you marry, you talking about the sisters that ain't on their shit, and I get that. But the ones that are on their shit that you did meet, that submissive, why didn't you marry them? That'd have been the first question I'd have, dog. And then the second question is, okay, if you didn't marry the submissive black woman, but you date other women from other cultures and they treat you better, are you married now? Because he's not. So what is it that the sister is pushing back on? If you're trying to paint a picture like you bringing sisters roses home every day, you working hard, your phone is clean, you ain't fucking off, you taking on dates, you treating like a woman, you treating like a princess, and she's just going to be nagging anyway, that's bullshit, beloved. We know that's not like that. See, many of us that's in this gang that we are really married, we know, nah, black women don't act like that. What we do know is you're going to have major problems out of a black woman if you fuck it off, hoes calling y'all on the phone, you staying out all night, you fucking up the money, you're going to have a problem with the system. See, she's wired for righteousness. She's wired this way. And when you're doing fuck shit, she has no choice but to say something. She's going to say something. But if you acting like you whining and dining, sisters, and she's pushing back, no, that's wrong, my nigga. Don't paint that picture. It's another brother that he went so far to say that he don't even date black women because black women don't find him attractive. Okay, that's cool. That's your journey. We get it. Then he says, other ethnicity treat me so much better and this and that. Okay, my nigga, if they're treating you so much better, how come you're not married to one of them yet? Oh, you just want to fucking play. Can't you see the women around the world is not cool with just fucking and playing all the time? You're the only nigga that think because you can put your dick in something that's a come up. My nigga, that's not a come up. That's natural, bro. You ain't winning, my nigga. It's natural. You're not winning. When you can sustain a relationship, you're winning. When you can build a family, you're winning because this is the building block of building a nation. But you, what happened to the women that's submissive and you? They treat you so much better? Did you marry one of them? So let me get this right. The sister shitted on you. So you took your show on the road and you dated non-black women and they treated you so much better. They told you was handsome and they treated you with kindness and respect. And you know what? You didn't even marry them. You didn't honor them. Bet you was fucking. So maybe the sister seen that that was your play and they blew you off from Jump Street. Could that possibly be? Because that's how I see life. Nobody just walking around to dump on you. For every action, beloved, there's a reaction. What are the actions that you giving sisters that you get this in return? What is your karma? That's something that we got to, because again, we got to go back to therapy now. Beloved, if you can't even admit that you got a problem, the therapist can't even fucking help you. If everybody else is the problem, it's always somebody. It's these goddamn women, they just acting wild. They just twerking and clowning and they, okay, we got it, bro. We got it. But what about you? Nothing is wrong with you. You're the perfect one. You're the victim. How do we get to a point where we start complaining that it's too many black women, they always single mothers? How do we get to that point? Okay, do you think these women are just going, they're going to what's that out there? The sperm bank. They just going, sisters 17, 18, 19 years old. They get bored. They go down to the sperm bank. They playing around. They bullshitting. They just artificially inseminate themselves. They get pregnant. They walk around. They single mothers. Or maybe, just maybe, niggas is coming up to them, playing like they love them. They don't. They're going to be together forever. They fucking. They have a child. He bounce. Could that possibly be? So now we have to teach our sisters, well, you got to warn. You got to do better. We got to warn you. You got to pick better. We got to warn you. Warn them from what? From their own brothers? How come whatever comes out your mouth just can't be truth? How many black women, let me ask this way. Let me just change the verbiage around a little bit. Let me ask you this way. How many black women do you think are meeting guys on day one? He say, hi, how you doing? Hey, man, my name is Jamarcus. And he say, listen, check this out. You fine, you thick little mama. I just want to fuck, get my dick sucked. And I might give you V-Day. And on top of that, if you get pregnant, I'm going to be gone in the first 6 months. And she said, okay, I'll take the chance. I want that. You think that's happening? Or he's playing like, shoulder, you the one. Goddamn, you fine. Shoulder, you the baddest. Man, I'm glad I got you, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody else but you. And then she agreed to sex. Then she agreed to unprotected sex. Then she get pregnant. Then she get VD. You think she was going to know she was going to walk down that journey beforehand? Or she found out afterwards? Like the woman that you dealt with that you gave VD to. I don't know, beloved. Maybe that's a different story for different that guy. You know, niggas act like they got that clean dick out here. They ain't throwing. Nah, y'all niggas throwing that dirty dick around here too. I put it on the podcast already. I had to put 4 women on my platform that all gave testimonies about how they husband gave them HIV. I had to do that on my platform. And then, you know what's an injury to insult? I put about 5 sisters on my platform that got their ass whooped, but social media made me take it down. They said, man, this is too brutal. I'm somebody, they were getting their ass whooped. People standing around watching. And I said, damn, she lived her life to make sure she got all, she don't got nobody. She did all that to win the prize, and she got that, that's the prize. But guess what? The numbers say, ain't none of y'all niggas a prize. So to that, we just gonna say this. The culture is fucked up. It's devastating. We get it. All we can do is encourage our sisters to look elsewhere, because it's not safe to fuck with niggas right now. You know why? Because it's not safe for niggas to fuck with niggas. If niggas have a hard time around niggas, if niggas have a hard time being safe in nigga neighborhoods, if niggas have a hard time being safe at the club that these niggas go to, and the bar that they go to, and the concert that these niggas go to, what do you think she is going to be in that same environment? You think she's going to be more comfortable or less comfortable? We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Hey, man, we had to just have a conversation with the Peanut Gallery. Every now and then, you got to have a conversation with the Peanut Gallery, because they say, oh, man, the black woman is this and that, and these niggas don't be married to nobody. Hey, niggas, listen. They are running overseas. And you know what's unfortunate about that? They're losing their life over there. Imagine that. They are losing their lives chasing behind women with a behavior that won't work with anybody.
Here's an interesting statistic. White guys view black women differently than black guys. And these statistics don't lie. Interracial divorce rates. This is pretty interesting. A black man and a white woman are 200% more likely to be divorced. An Asian man and a white woman are 59% more likely to be divorced. An Asian woman and a white man are 4% more likely to be divorced. But this is the crown of the study. A white man and a black woman are 44% less likely to get divorced. Pretty interesting, isn't it? My sister.
Shit, this is what it is now. Gotta clean our own act up now, right? Peace of black power to your family. Thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. This is indeed Real Black Content from Podcast, man. It's your brother V. Man, I'm gonna get it with you guys later. Peace, peace, and more peace, beloved. Shush.
Ladies, men lie to the women they love, but they tell the whole truth to their side chick. Real shit. The woman I truly love, I don't want to hurt her feelings at all. But my side chick, I tell her the raw truth to her face. This ain't going nowhere past sex. That's all it is. That's all we ever gonna be. You a side chick, and you gonna remain a side chick until I'm done with you. Real shit.
This is a sick Negro!
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.